Our whole intentions was to bring in some computer science students this hour to talk about computer science and game development, game programming. I do have the teacher, Mr. Ken Nelson, here.
Howdy.
But where are the students?
giving you devastating side eye the moment you asked.
They did. They stared at me down. There's, you know, I taught computer science and programming a little for a few years at Minneapolis Southwest High School. Ken's been teaching it for a very long time, not just in our district, but in another state, and then in Minneapolis for a while. We'll share a little bit in the future about the misconception of being a programmer. So, are we going to share now? What is that? For those who don't know, what is the misconception?
Misconception is that programmers sit in the basement, don't talk to anybody, and do everything themselves, which could not be further from the truth.
Yeah.
You have to work with other people. You have to work on teams. And if you can't, you're useless.
Yeah. And I think we have found that we get both types of students, right? And I'm sure you've had similar as me, where you have students who they get into it because they think, oh, this is something, I'm an introvert. This is something I can do on my own. But I've also had very social students who like to work together. Is your experience similar?
Yeah, usually. A lot of times students, again, think that they're going to be the one and all. They're going to be able to do everything from planning to coding to releasing to marketing to everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They really haven't thought it through. There's a few, maybe one in a million, that's going to be successful as an independent programmer or game developer. But again, that's like winning the lottery or playing for the NBA. You can't really base your future off of that.
Sure. And so for our audience here today, why don't you share with us, what is it when a student comes to the North Tech Center with Minneapolis Public Schools, what is it that they're learning in your class? Like, how's your approach when they do their first semester with you? What does that look like?
So with programming, a lot of the problems that a lot of students have in high school and middle school is either an overly rigid delivery of step-by-step, but don't explain anything, no context, or more of the textbook version of here's a variable, here's what it does, we'll just read about it, and then we'll make a program that doesn't really apply to me. With game design, we can both make something fun, but also give context to something that we may not understand otherwise. So it makes very complicated subjects easy to learn, maybe even before you know what to call them.
Mm.
So we learn object-oriented programming through C#. C# is a language considered to be one of the more complicated ones.
Mm-hmm.
But because we have context for everything we do, it's much easier for the students to learn, even if they don't know anything coming in.
Cool. And it looks, I mean, when I have walked in your room and see what students are looking at, it also, to me, looks far more impressive to see, 3D design images moving around the screen versus maybe a little blinking dot.
Yeah. When you're building a portfolio to show off what you can do rather than, I took this test and it says I could do this. Having something more than just hello world or, a database program can be a lot more impressive, especially when it comes to, people who aren't necessarily programmers themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives a little extra oomph when you've got that added layer of game to your logic.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm hanging out today with Minneapolis Public Schools high school teacher Ken Nelson, who teaches video game design and computer programming for all Minneapolis public high schools. We were talking about this idea that a few years ago, this was like the big college and even high school thing to study because we needed so many computer programmers out there. And then about a year or two ago, people started saying, oh, this isn't as important anymore because AI is going to do what entry-level careers could do. So I know you have a different perspective on that. So why don't you share, what is your take on this idea of this is not as big of a career anymore because of AI?
So I've got about a 12-hour rant on that, but
can we make it 3 to 5 minutes?
I think so.
Okay.
So there is a term that's been going around. It's vibe coding, which is basically, I don't know how to code, but I can ask AI to do it for me. And then I can also trust the AI to do it for me, which is where you have the problem. And what a lot of places have found is they've hired a bunch of programmers to do a job, but then they don't actually understand what's happening with the code. And you saw this with the AWS outage.
Oh, yeah. just a few weeks ago.
If that code is written, it might look like it works. It might seem like it works. If you don't understand it, you don't understand the context it's coming from, and you might push that out, and then you have consequences. And a lot of businesses are starting to see that with vibe coding. Some of them have even done something as hilarious as hiring a vibe coding checking specialist, somebody who is a experienced programmer to look at the vibe code and see if it checks out before they put it into production, which is ridiculous. So it's a long-term problem, but what most industries are looking for are people who understand the code, not vibe coders. A lot of the job openings, if you will, are going to be taken up by people who understand code. They have to prove themselves by showing that portfolio of work. Here's what I've actually created and can explain to you. If you're just answering with everything with AI, that's going to be pretty obvious right off the bat.
Sure.
To the point where even now with my students in the first year, after a few weeks of using Copilot, which is an AI assistant autocomplete type tool, most of them have disabled it already because it's constantly getting in their way, doing things that it thinks are right, but it's just getting in their way.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a great example, and we get to talk about this a lot as teachers, but a great example of why many industries are moving to the importance of high skill as you enter the job market. And that's why it's like, I know for me, that's why it's exciting. We get to teach these high skill careers here at Minneapolis Public Schools Career Tech Education. So would you agree?
I would.
I know. We talk about this at lunch all the time. We are nerd teachers who sit around and talk about kids' futures at our lunch times. We try and we also talk about Star Trek and Star Wars.
Lord of the Rings.
In Lord of the Rings. Yeah. So we try to keep it interesting that way. So, well, thank you for joining us today, sharing about computer programming, game design. For many of our listeners, probably have never even thought much about that. We think about kids playing video games, but not all the work that goes into it. So thanks for sharing
about
that.